In this video, we're going to understand what this Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire deal really is, who brokered it, and more importantly, how both sides agreed to it. A ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon came into effect on Wednesday, 27 November 2024. By looking at the word ceasefire, you can understand that it means it is an agreement between two groups to stop fighting with each other. One group is Israel, which is a country, and the other one is Hezbollah, which is a multifaceted organization based in Lebanon that operates both as a political party and an armed militant group. And the reason it is an armed militant group, or you can call it a terrorist organization, because under normal circumstances, a country's official military, like the Lebanese army, should be the sole authority responsible for national defense and security. Any other armed group which is getting full state support has to be more than an army. They are Shia soldiers. Hezbollah is heavily backed by Iran, both financially and militarily. This gives it resources and capabilities far beyond those of the Lebanese army. So the first thing that we will learn is who brokered this deal and what is this ceasefire all about. Let me say it in short. Ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah was brokered by United States and France. Let me also tell you that this ceasefire is only between Israel and Hezbollah, not Hamas. It is just a matter of time. We will get to hear even Hamas will be asking for a ceasefire or peace deal from United States. Hamas is a different topic. Now let's try to understand Hezbollah. Hezbollah's biggest blow came when their leader Hassan Nasrallah was killed by Israel on September 27th. That too inside Beirut, Lebanon, where he was resting in a bunker, and out of nowhere Israeli jets dropped a bomb. I have made a video on it. If you want to see it, the link is there in the top right corner. And think about it. On September 27th, Hassan Nasrallah died. And this ceasefire also came on 27th November, that is after 2 months. September, October, November. So you can see that there is a connection. So the killing of Hassan Nasrallah was a strong psychological and operational blow to the group and also to the Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, who was pretty close to Nasrallah. If you read the statement of Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, he said, "Iran welcomed the ceasefire agreement in Lebanon and hoped it will be permanent." He is the Iranian Foreign Minister. That means he is speaking on behalf of Iran's Supreme Leader. He used the word "Iran welcomed." That means even Iran was hoping for some sort of a ceasefire agreement so that they can pull back and think what to do or re-strategize. This is exactly what I had explained in one of my video. I was hoping for Trump to do it, but it came little earlier. Nevertheless, the important point is, Iran, who is also the backbone of Hamas and Hezbollah, is pretending to play nice. They know that Trump is going to be the next president. The first time when Trump was in office, that is in 2016, Iran made a mistake of rejecting him for a variety of reasons. But this time, if Iran doesn't play nice, they know that Trump and his advisors will sanction them to death. Israel has already done all the groundwork for making United States foreign policy work well in the Middle East. From October 7, 2023 till today, Israel has pretty much assassinated all the top military and political ranks of IRGC, Hezbollah and Hamas, including Iran's former president Ibrahim Raisi. And by the way, do you know Qasem Soleimani, the influential Iranian general? He was killed during Donald Trump's presidency on January 3, 2020. Qasem Soleimani's daughter is married to Hassan Nasrallah's nephew. And Qasem Soleimani was very close to Ali Khamenei and Hassan Nasrallah. Two of them are dead. Even you can imagine, Iran's supreme leader will have a lot of grief and anger inside. But still, they are playing nice and saying Iran welcomed the ceasefire agreement in Lebanon and hoped it will be permanent. Let me also show you some of the statements written in the UNSCR 1701 document that is called Cessation of Hostilities. Point number 1. Government of Lebanon will prevent Hezbollah and all other armed groups in the territory of Lebanon from carrying out any operation against Israel. And Israel will not carry out any offensive military operations against Lebanese targets, including civilian, military or other state targets in the territory of Lebanon by land, air or sea. Point number 2. Lebanon's official military and security forces, infrastructure and weaponry will be the only armed groups, arms and related material deployed in the southern Litani. So Litani is a river in South Lebanon. This statement says, Hezbollah has to go far behind the Litani River and only the Lebanon army should be allowed to guard the border. Basically, they are talking about common sense. Why is the army not there? Point number 3. There will be a negotiation between Israel and Lebanon for resolving rest of the border dispute, that is the blue line. Point number 4. United States will commit to providing Israel with intelligence information pertaining to violation of the terms of the ceasefire deal, and in particular, regarding any indication that Hezbollah is attempting to infiltrate the ranks of the Lebanese army. This is a very important point. I want you to keep a tap of it. Point number 5. United States also confirms in the letter that Israel has the right to act in response to threats from inside Lebanon in accordance with international law. Keep an eye on this point as well. Point number 6. The letter is reported to note that should the terms of the agreement be broken in southern Lebanon, Israel reserves the right to act at any time. Point number 7. Israel feels it is required to take action in response to threats inside Lebanon, regardless of where it will be required to notify the United States, wherever possible. Point number 8. The letter also confirms Israel's right to conduct reconnaissance flights over Lebanon for intelligence purposes, so long as they do not break the sound barrier. Now, just imagine Lebanon is agreeing to so many terms and conditions that are benefiting the West. Obviously, Lebanon has consulted with Iran and Hezbollah's leadership. Don't you think there is a change in the tone? Don't you think Iran is on a defensive mode? I'll also go on to say fear. Iran and its proxy Hezbollah are in a state of fear. That is the reason they have pushed forward Lebanon civil government to deal with such negotiations. Or maybe Iran is just pretending to be nice. Maybe they have something else in mind. For that, they need to regroup. In my previous video, I have analyzed and stated that it's an act of fear from Iran's side. Iran has too many issues internally to deal with. And then think about it. Both the side accepted the ceasefire agreement. We can understand Israel. It will listen to United States. But then what happened to Hezbollah? Obviously, Iran has told them from behind that take the deal. At least there will be no more bloodshed. Iran cannot protect Hezbollah as of now. It is a fact. Because Iran has its own problems to deal with. Just think about it. Why did this conflict even started along the Israeli-Lebanese border? Because on October 7, 2023, when Hamas launched a large-scale attack on Israel, Hezbollah saw this as an opportunity and started launching rockets from the northern side, obviously under Iran's direction. And when Israel retaliated against Hezbollah in the north, chaos erupted there. Now some people will say that Hezbollah did it because they wanted to support Hamas. But then they could have stayed silent. Hezbollah could have stayed out of this, but no, they didn't want to remain quiet. Actually, they did not have any option because Iran is pulling the strings. And when Israel retaliated, Hezbollah and Lebanon started crying. Even then they had the option to stay silent, and even now they are being offered a silence agreement, which they have mutely accepted. Actually, they have been told by Iran to accept it. So in a way, you can call it Iran's compulsion or a re-strategizing move. Now let's look at United States and France. They are the brokers, right? I don't want to analyze France because United States is the real boss. Now, if you see, Joe Biden officially announced the ceasefire on Tuesday. Biden spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Lebanon's caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati and told them that the fighting would end at 4 a.m. local time. 4 a.m., such a specific time. And the order sounds like a bone-chilling command coming from a strict statesman. But then we all know that Joe Biden has a hard time taking care of himself. And by no means he is a statesman. So this is where you have to understand that these decisions involves consultations with various advisors, national security experts, and international partners. The idea that Biden alone or his close group of politicians are making such a decision without the input from these groups, or you can call them stakeholders, is unimaginable. Although it is difficult to pinpoint and say what exactly are the reasons behind such decisions. But one thing that we can understand is that, look at the timing. Such important decision is coming during the end of Biden's presidency. It is as if the focus is to somewhat secure Joe Biden's legacy during the end of his tenure. So that it can be said, a Democrat president was successful in getting a diplomatic outcome between Israel and Hezbollah. And this will go down in history record as a positive mark on his foreign policy record. I'll end this video here. Hope you find this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.